The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
This is James Williams. You're tuned in to Respectfully Speaking on 860 AM, Fridays from 5 to 6, where we discuss
being great, health and wellness, sports, politics, and different ideas to build our community. Because what's important to you is important to me. And I'm Eric Allen. Welcome to Respectfully Speaking Radio. And remember, our opinions and ideas define who we are as people. Respectfully speaking.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this,
yeah,
and see what's behind.
Come on, we're going to narrate today.
So maybe I'm lying.
Who? Come on.
But I'm only human after all. I'm only human.
We only human.
After all.
Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Come on, James, you going to sing with me today? Come on, come on, Yama, come on, sing.
You got the voice for that.
Yes. Yama can sing too.
Listen,
but she don't know the song though. She like, what in the, this ragabone?
Yeah.
Human after all.
I've learned the song though now.
Don't put your blame on me. The words are powerful. Come on, come on, let's take off. Turn me up a little bit. Come on, let's go. Woo.
Some people got the real problems.
What else? They got a lot of love.
Some people think I can solve them.
Oh,
Lord, heaven's above.
Why?
I'm only human after all.
Damn.
I'm only human after all.
Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on Yama because she got a hot movie out. Oh.
Don't ask my opinion. Don't ask me to lie.
Oh.
And beg for forgiveness for making you cry.
WWDBAM. Talk 860. Come on, respectfully speaking.
I'm only human after all.
We got the sheriff. We great tap in. Ooh. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Yeah.
The Up in the Awards, October 19th, Urban Expression Awards, SoFa Awards, Philly Storm of Fashion, bang, don't put your blame on me, don't put your, no, 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 no. Every Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you lock in. Gilly Groves is out today. Fire. Come on. Here you go. This is my favorite part.
I'm only human after all.
Next time somebody blame you, you tell them, look at your boss in the eyes and say, yeah, I'm a boss, she a director. So everybody at the hospital say, don't put your blame on me.
I'm only human. Do what
so
I
what
can.
You inspected the bathroom or the hospital bed and I forgot to change the sheets. Don't put your blame on me. So what the producer forgot to mute when we was on break and he heard a lot of profanity. Don't put your blame on him. It ain't his fault. He only human. We got a very special guest on the line today. And ladies and gentlemen, one thing about people like me from the streets, we respect blue. I don't know what the sheriff's department is called. I don't know if the sheriff's department is categorized as blue.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
I would consider
so blue,
that.
Even the feds and the CIA and any municipality like.
Yeah, I think it's the blue line. And, you know, and the interesting thing about the sheriff coming on, you know, she was the head of the Guardian Civic League, which is the black police union.
Oh, wow.
So she was actually
a cop. She got a lot of information.
So, yeah, she's been in there.
She got a lot of information. We need to put, we need to get a real sheriff in the next movie, Yama.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Carla, you wanna tell the people who you are so that way we ain't got to keep using all these humorous phraseologies and all that kind of stuff, you know, respectfully speaking.
First of all, thank you for having me. And the song you just played, Don't Put Your Blame on Me.
Ooh.
Perfect. Love
absolutely.
It.
It's symbolic.
I'm gonna make that my theme song.
Right.
It's symbolic. You know what made me really where it came from, honestly? When all the rhetoric was going on and Kamala Harris was about to be the runner. Mm-hmm. I said, how y'all blaming this sister when this is gonna be going on for 40, 50, 60 plus years? 10 presidents ago. But anyway.
Because it's a black woman.
Yeah. Hello, sister. Well, you know we love
how you.
You
doing?
Go ahead, finish. Do you explain to the people who you are?
First of all, I'm Sheriff Rochelle Bilal. I was elected in 2019, took office in 2020. I'm your first woman in 181 years of the sheriff office being existent, and I happen to be black. And just note, I am from the street.
Yeah.
So we want to, if people want to come at me, we want to do this, let's do it.
That's what I love about her. That's what I love about the sheriff.
I can tell. See, I like energy.
Yeah.
The vibes is real. But we got to get straight to it because there's a lot of things going on in the sheriff world, and we want to get right to it. No pump faking. And we ask people, the reason why we call our show Respectfully Speaking, because it's our opinion based on our facts and our perspectives. So, James, you want to lead off with this because you got a little bit more
most
theoretical
definitely,
knowledge.
Most definitely. So, well, one, thanks for coming on with us and getting here with us. And also, just a note, at the Uppity Awards, she's going into the Hall of Fame along with you.
Are you a Hall of Famer like
so
me?
So you're going in at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Because she's a groundbreaker from Uptown. And I know we don't like to always phrase things as Uptown, but she's a groundbreaker.
So you mean I'm going to have free security besides Yama?
And you know what?
I'm loving this. I'm loving where this is going.
And she's been a big supporter of everything that we have done over the last 4 years. We would not be where we at and moving how we're moving because of her. So let me go right into it.
I believe
that. Right? Because she gets a lot of flack. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cut to the chase, Sheriff, because, you know, I can do this. I can say this. She gets a lot of flack because for years, whether it was John Green or whether it was Jewel.
And who was John Green
they were
and Jewel?
The sheriffs, right?
Okay.
The mortgage sales advertisement was a big cash flow for newspapers. So when I worked at the Philadelphia Tribune, about 25% of their weekly budget came from the sheriff's office, from the sheriff's sales, right?
Okay.
When the sheriff came in, and she's a change maker, she's a change agent, she redirected it how it was done. And she was like, you know, let's get this to community papers. Let's get this to neighborhood papers, neighborhood papers and black neighborhoods and all different niches and really just focusing in on community base, right? And and building that infrastructure. So allowing for more stuff to be accessible to everyone because not everybody could get access to that stuff.
Wow.
Right? So by doing this, and let me know if I'm wrong at any point, but this is just how I feel. The big paper said,
respectfully speaking, go
you're
ahead,
taking
James.
A huge chunk from our budget. So now we just want to get rid of your office, and we want to get rid of you. If she sneezes, they call
that
corruption.
Do
if she does, if she breathes, they call corruption.
Wow.
Let me just say, you 100% right.
Yeah.
Let's say this. I call them a hypocrite.
Okay.
Because you endorse a candidate for my office, and I call that person the bobblehead for the Inquirer. You endorse a candidate for my office, and they lose. And so you come at me because I look at what we're spending with you, and let's go all the way back. When I ran, my platform was not spending $7.5 million on advertising taking people's home. I said it.
Wow.
And I've cut that because of the inflated costs from them. And let's call them out. Inquirer Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
For that, I said, you got to cut your costs. They thinking in their mind, we the only paper general circulation. No, you're not. So you don't want to cut your costs. Let me talk to some other papers of general circulation. You meet this criteria? Yes. Can you cut this amount? Yes. Can you give us page, not line? Yes. You got it. So I took that money out of their pocket. So the hypocrite that wanted to endorse a candidate now wants to get rid of the office. Isn't that hypocritical?
That's very hypocritical.
Thank
to the
you.
Third power.
But let's speak on, you know.
Not even knowing any having no empirical knowledge of it, no nothing, having no. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and I think
but
it gets
that's
worse.
What people do, honestly,
right? Because now let's talk about the hypocrisy. Because you know, as a journalist, I sit back and watch this, and you know, we cover like we talk about on this show,
right?
We just cut it straight. We call it like it is. You know, they've actually even called certain state reps. I'm not going to say names on here because I don't, you know, I would love to ask them directly.
That's okay.
But, you know, certain state reps.
Tell me, whispering in my ear, I'll say they name.
Jared Solomon, right?
Okay.
All right. Called to get rid of the office, right?
Wow.
To impeach the sheriff. Now, understand
is this,
this
public record?
Yeah.
Is,
now, here's okay. the crazy thing. When the Republicans tried to impeach Larry Krasner, Jared Solomon says
that.
You're taking the voice away from the people. But then when the inquiry and them get behind you, now you want to call for the impeachment of the sheriff.
Oh, wow.
Am I wrong again, Sheriff?
You 100% right. But okay. That really bothers me.
Wow.
Because you're an elected official. You don't even know what our office does. So if you want to call me, come in, have a conversation, look at everything, what it is that we do. We will basically educate you on what you don't know.
Oh.
But you don't do none of that.
Oh.
You become the bobblehead, the second bobblehead for the Inquirer. So you take what they put in a paper and you think it's the gospel truth.
Because they didn't
you,
care.
As a fellow Democrat, you don't even have a conversation with me. So, you know what? The person that lost drastically came in last in this last election.
Oh, that's why.
Becomes the new bobblehead of the Inquirer. Another hypocrite. Let's do this.
Let's do this. And you're welcome to come up here on our show and have a conversation. Yes, respectfully speaking. Let me ask y'all something real quick, y'all, because I don't want to be a hypocrite. Now, do we not blame them because they only human?
That's a different kind of only human.
Well, I think it becomes being conscious and unconscious then.
Yeah.
I would say, but if you're conscious and you knowing, that's like cause to effect. They said Einstein he didn't have common sense, but he was a genius. What are they? Yeah, if you actually stare someone into harm's way, then yes, I'm with you, 100%. Because that's why there's such rule in law in real estate, where you can't stare. But to some people that may not understand or understand that phrase, they may say, what do you mean? I can't help you buy that house and tell you what you should do and how you should do it and stare you into buying it.
And Sheriff, can you, just for our listeners who don't know, because this is a great opportunity to say it, can you, I'm familiar with it, but can you tell some of the reforms that has taken place since you've been in office? Because, you won with a very large amount of the vote again in the general election, and you came out of the primary strong, too. You know, so you have the will of the people, right? Like, the people support you. But can you explain the reasons why do people support you?
Like a brother like me, my name is Eric Allen. They call me EA. This top model Yama. Sister, please educate me about you.
So let's say this. When I got into the office, basically nobody knew what the sheriff's office did. All they knew is the negativity. That they come and take your home and put you out your house, and they grab a bunch of men. This is what Jewel did. Grab a bunch of men, put them on TV and call them deadbeat dads and don't know their situation. That's all they knew.
That's crazy.
So now what we've been doing is our community outreach, going out into communities, educating on what it is that the sheriff's office does. The sheriff's office is the arm of the courts. It secures the courts. It basically serves a lot of the court orders. It's civil department basically deals with protection from abuse orders. Now we have the new integrity eviction unit. Mm-hmm. We have the warrant unit that basically serve those warrants. And we are the custodian of the land.
And that transporters, means, right?
And we transport prisoners from the cell. I call them residents. We transport residents from the prisons to the courts to, you know, wherever, if there's an emergency from certain places, we take them there. If we got to take them out state to another jail, we take them there. So we do the transporting.
My cousin and is a sheriff.
And we work with Philadelphia Police Department on a lot of the initiatives. When you see the major initiatives around this city, mm-hmm. the sheriff's office is a part of that. And so we work with our law enforcement partners because we want to make sure the city is safe. So out of the things that we are required to do, we go above and beyond in doing the work for the people. That's why they call me the people sheriff, because my focus is on the people.
And
that's what we do.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, one of the things, so I have a big ground of working in autism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that one of the things I was reaching out to is because I see your office has been doing some community outreach around that as well.
The initiative on autism, because what we want people to do is remain safe. And we training our deputies on how to manage anyone that's dealing with autism or on the spectrum. Mm. We want them to stay safe. So we came up with a decal, and this came from one of my employees because he had an autistic child, and basically came up with a decal that you can put on your car or in your house, in your window, so that when police approach you or the police approach your home or your car, they can see that decal. Because people that are autistic or on the spectrum react differently to things. And we don't want any law enforcement professional to think that somebody that's autistic or on the spectrum is on the attack.
Right.
And so this is how we came up to make sure that people are clear and that people are safe. And so we came up with the autistic or autism decal just for that, to keep people safe.
That was nice. That was smart, too. Because people are more visual than anything else. They don't want to read a book. They don't want to take a test. They want you to tell them. So just a sticker or a flyer, it's everything. To today's, you know, the way people learn nowadays, you know, it's programmed in us. Sheriff, I want to ask a question pertaining to what you just explained, because that was very, very deep that you went into. Wow. How are you dealing with this? What is your coping mechanism?
Let's say I believe in prayer. I'm a Muslim, so I pray consistently. Alhamdulillah. I don't allow bullies to get to me. And see, what they're attempting to do is use their paper and unlimited ink to bully me. And I don't allow bullies to get to me. Originally, when they ask me a question, I will get on there and give them the answer. Mm-hmm. And then in the paper, they take what you say and try to twist it to fit their narrative. So I say, you're not talking to me no more. And everything in the paper, if I even respond to them, they make it seem like I'm lying. Like, who are you for me to lie to? See, this is what I call racism.
Yeah.
Straight up. You got a paper, you got a white group of people, men, mm-hmm. who want to target you. You got them trying to pile on. If you want to know our answer to any of their questions, we now put their questions and total answer on our webpage. Mm-hmm. Go to phillysheriff.com. We have responded to
That's
them.
Decent.
I'm not going to talk to them directly ever. Because I know what they got. They got an agenda. They mad on two occasions. They mad because the people they endorsed didn't win. They mad because we took that money out of their pocket. And so they consistently trying to poke the bear. But I'm not going to let them poke me.
You know
I'm
what?
Not going anywhere.
And that's everyday life when you beat a bully up. You know, and it's a lot of bullies in the world that we actually need to work on and get rid of the bullies. So we can actually push the more narrative or the individuals that's you know, fighting for the people. What is the requirement to being a sheriff? And is the sheriff department hiring for some of the people that do qualify? I want to ask that because everybody's always looking for a better opportunity in life.
We just had, and that's another issue with the sheriff office, because when people say, oh, you can just be a sheriff, there's a process. There's actually a process
so
that you
I
have
asked.
To go through.
Right.
And so we're, and this is what we're fighting with the city with. because we only get to advertise 2 to 3 weeks out of a year for this job, and we should have it continuously advertisement. The city don't give us money to advertisement. We got to advertise. And then they open it up for 3 weeks and then close it. And then next year we do it again. We should have a continuous open where people can we can continuously advertise jobs, jobs, jobs.
Got you.
The one other sticky thing that we have here that the Philadelphia Police Department don't have is that they train their people here. If they get hired, they pass the background check, the physical agility check, and they can get hired, and they go to class and go back home. But our deputies got to go up to Penn State for a week, for 19 weeks, and they got to stay there, which is really difficult for a single mother, single parents, single mother, single father.
Right.
It's really difficult to leave your family for an entire 5 days to get trained for 19 weeks. That's hard.
Yeah.
And so that's our other sticky point on hiring people.
What's the age demographics?
19 years old. And if you could pass, run that 1.5 miles, and you can do them sit-ups, and you can pass the background check, you on. We don't have an age limit.
Even at 55?
At 55, if you can run that 1.5 mile in your age bracket, if you can do them sit-ups in that 1 minute... That.
I can run that, but I know my background ain't. They're going to be like, boy, where you trying to work at? We ain't working in no type municipality. Do you know Pierce? Are you familiar with Aaron?
Aaron.
Pierce. He's in the sheriff's office.
The name sounds familiar. Yeah. One of my deputies?
That's a fam. Well, of course, you the queen bee. Beyonce.
I said the name sounds familiar. I got about close to 400 people that work for me, so I may not know them all personally, but the name sounds familiar.
What do you, if you had a minute, 2 minutes to say what you stand for and what you want the people to know about you before you give your title, you already gave your title, your Instagram, your Facebook, wherever you want people to follow you at. And because I also want to say when you get a moment, I don't know if you watch movies on Tubi. My business partner that's sitting here, Top Model Yama, she has a film out that kind of go into details about her life. It's called The Body to Kill For. She has out part one and part two. We're filming pre-production of part three. And I just want you as a powerful black woman, and I love all women, all genres, and wherever you come from. I really do, because
I love the disclaimers from you.
Yeah. I mean, I just do, because I'm a girl dad. And being a girl dad has taught me a more of a stronger stronghold to protect women in any way, physically, spiritually, and mentally. So, and that's one of the main reasons why I was for Hillary, despite I don't care who didn't like her. Respectfully speaking, you know, because I know this country don't like women to be in leadership, and they say that a woman is unintelligent. No, they don't say that a woman is unintelligent. They say that a woman is too emotional to run a country. And I say, well, these women from birth, every woman that you can name from every race has taught every man in the world how to not poop on him or herself. And pee, and taught us what nourishment was. So how do you think that this woman, or any woman, cannot make decisions? Oh, because some of the leaders in the third world countries and other countries where they look at women as and we being Muslim. No, we got to break that stereotype. That's a bad stereotype that's been around through centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries. And I just say, no, we're going to break that stereotype, because my powerful black sheriff sister and that powerful black sister that's running for a president and Top Model Yama over here, that's a filmmaker. She's a fiance now. Congratulations.
Congrats.
She's a model, and she's my business partner. So all you women, I need you. I left out some things. I did. But you're going to be able to talk in a minute. Sheriff, give us 1 or 2 minutes of, because this is going to be a good soundbite for us. And okay. Just do you, sister.
I came into this office in 2020, an office that had decades of situations going on. And so my job and why the people voted me in is to put things in place so those things would never happen again. Now, you got to operate off a budget of what the city give you. And if your office has been underfunded for decades, and you can tell that because there's no way I should have walked in there where they had computers that had backs that looked like old TVs with bulbs in them and antennas on it. So I had to take it from that stage to the current stage, because when my grandbaby got a flat screen at 5, and I go into an office with a back like that. So that now I needed to bring this organization up to current 2020 status.
Right.
And move it forward from there. And so that takes budget, that takes time, that takes money. For some reason, they think that when we get in, we can snap our fingers and everything changes. When they left that office, they didn't even leave a paperclip. So we had to analyze everything in that office and figure out how to bring it up to task. And yet, this office is the main focus of a paper that I just really don't even want to give them no more play as a name. Mm-hmm. And never had, and you can tell it's intentional, because everything we've done to change that office, and we put all that information out to all the papers, and mm-hmm. it's all on our website. They haven't wrote one good thing about our office. So we know they are intentional. So what we're going to do is keep moving forward. We ain't going to be bullied. I'm not going anywhere. And if the people still want me there, then I'll be there, continue to move the organization forward. We have updated our technology. We have changed the serve cells from people being intimidated in a room to now everybody can go online and they can bid, so you won't be intimidated by groups. So those are the ones that are mad because they can no longer go and pick people out who to target. They don't even know who they're bidding against. And a lot of people in the city are now winning those bids and feeling comfortable about that. And we're making sure that people who may be going through this trauma get excess proceeds from these sales so they can move on. Before, they were selling them so cheap that they were still owing. And that shouldn't be.
Yeah, that shouldn't be.
So as us, we are going to keep working for the people and moving forward. And like I said, we are not going to be bullied by any of them.
And tell them your name, sister.
I'm Rochelle Bilal. I'm the sheriff for the city and county of Philadelphia.
And we love you. And thank you so much for tuning in with us. And I want to talk to you some more on the other side. So if you don't mind, we're going to reach out to you on a whole nother level.
Okay.
Because I want to propagate you a little bit. I want to promote you a little bit more, get you involved, maybe speak to the younger women, like some of our models. Because we got about 200-300 models that we actually do fashion shows with. And we having one coming up this year at the Cricket Club. So I want to see if we can get you involved. And thank you so much for calling in and being one of our guests on Respectfully Speaking Radio.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. That was awesome.
That was awesome. A good one, right?
Shocked you on that one. It's a lot of things that you don't know what's going on behind scenes. You know, you always hear about it. You don't know what's going on. And it's a shame because a lot of men are very dominant in society. Me being a heterosexual male, overstand that, understand that.
You mean heterosexual, you know? Cis male?
Yeah, you know. I mean,
I'm helping you with the disclaimer.
Yeah, no,
you know?
You're right. No, you're right. You know what I'm saying. See, Jay's on the political side with that. See, and I know why he said that. Because we still on them Olympians, man. We still on y'all. We still on it. No, males are supposed to play male sports. Or if you were born that, play those sports. If you were born that, play that sport, period. Yes, you should go to the restrooms where it says on your birth certificate. You should go there. That's it, period. Respectfully speaking. Now, first of all, let me see your ring, boo.
Oh, my God.
Look at that ring. Wow. She have a Fred Flintstone diamond.
Right?
Oh, my God. Congratulations, squad. You already know. Like, sorry to put you on Front Street.
And you did.
But I just think that... I just think that... See, I like that because when I first got an engagement ring, I only got one time. And I wanted to go all out. You know, because I know what it's like. And no offense to the women that may have minor stones. Have him upgrade you, respectfully.
Hold on, what's a minor stone?
A minor stone is...
I'm just curious.
Respectfully.
Right?
If you got anything under a carrot, you out of pocket. Okay. One stone. Now, we ain't talking about a bunch of stones.
You ain't talking about the...
I'm only saying it's top model Yama status.
No, this is a nice ring.
No, that's
a very nice ring.
Let me see, because I know it. See, because...
Hold on, get into the
deal. Right? You can hear that one sparkling over
the
radio.
I got to say this because I have purchased one, and I know what they cost when you spend... When you get on a clarity level, and you get up to a 2.5-1 stone, you're in a different bracket of spending money.
Facts.
I bought a 2.5-1 stone before. With 2 carats I think they was, I forgot the points, on the side, baguettes. Don't play with him. I know stones.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with him, okay? Top model Yama got a Fred Flintstone.
All right.
And honestly, bro, you ain't sis. Whatever, because I don't judge on whatever your preference is. Bro, sis, you can put it on layup. You can go finance it.
It's okay, y'all. If he
finance it. No. Make him go all out for the ring.
It's not always about the ring, though.
It ain't about the broom.
It's about the love.
It's about the love,
and the
commitment,
moment.
And the loyalty.
So
yes.
Later, when y'all get a bigger bag, then y'all go ahead and upgrade it.
But that's why I'm telling them they can finance.
Yeah, you can take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time.
I didn't see some earring looking ones. Like, the first, they look like just little earrings.
Yeah, first one, the first joint was... 1.5 stone. The main stone was 1.5 carat. One stone. Upgraded to 2.5, one stone. You know what I mean? You got to do that.
You got to.
And you can start up with a 1/4 carat. Make them get you 1/2 carat. But a 1-carat stone, you could go to a jeweler and get that for like $2,000 just for the stone. Now, the settings and all that, a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
Just be all we honest.
So what's the... You know, we've been both married here,
right? And my condolences to you again.
And I know what I dropped on mine because I was the coach of Cheney at the time.
Right.
And I just got a bonus.
That's why I was going to keep it real. I went to a diamond sale. Zales had a diamond sale. They had the top diamond distributors in the country. Because I used to play Zales. Y'all, get out of here. Until one of the jewelers that me and Gil used to deal with educated, like, no, they some of the biggest diamond districts in the United States of America. I didn't know that. I was playing them because they were Zales or whatever.
Because
they
was like just retail, regular commercial.
But
right?
When I went there, first of all, you had to re-register. You had to submit your identification prior. So when I went there, I overstood. You walk and they had security like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sat with your rep, when they pulled out diamonds, I never seen that many diamonds in my life except in a movie. Big, I couldn't believe it. So, and they had stones that was like, one stone was 50,000. So make a long story short.
What's the minimum? I mean, what's, like, for the average minimum, guy, you know, average guy.
For the
guy,
average guy, right? 5,000. Finance, 5,000.
Okay.
That's an average for her ring.
So you saying you
don't
definitely.
Don't play with her.
I don't know how much my ring was, but it's for sure 14 carats with my engagement ring and my wedding band together.
John say Hercules.
You got the band already?
He gave me the band already.
Because he a boy.
Yeah, right here.
But listen, y'all, I'm talking to Mike too. But listen, y'all, respectfully, when you got a top model Yama, you can't throw no. Now, respectfully, all the guys that had an opportunity, y'all lunched. Y'all was playing games. Y'all ain't shoot y'all shot. Y'all was playing games. Y'all ain't shoot y'all shot. Y'all ain't do it right. This brother came in and said, I ain't playing no games. That's how you supposed to do. Y'all playing. Y'all still want to have sex with her and her. Some of y'all want to have sex with her, her, and him.
Him. Yeah, don't forget.
Wow.
Like, no, honestly, it is what it is.
You just went off the whole sister. I have some girl sisters that I'm right cool now. With. We
I have some girl females that I'm cool with that be telling me how guys be twisting. And I had some celebrity friends that told me how they pay girls just to go out dates in public with them just so they won't be perceived. But on the DL, they gnaw though.
Yo, let's change the
and
subject.
And I don't judge
man.
People. No, I just wanted to talk about that. All right, now, let's
go into what we're talking about because you get ready to get me started talking.
No, you're
and,
right.
And we've
I
been
see,
on air.
Right.
We've
see.
Been on air for a while now, and I'm trying not to get us kicked off.
No, don't do it, James. No, don't do it, Jay.
You, I'm sitting here like itching, like, oh, for real? We can ready to go here?
No, no.
Yeah,
see, I just
talk.
Wanted.
I was a track coach. I understand that world.
I wanted to big the women up. That's all. Ladies. And don't keep having these babies when I'm committing to you. Don't do it. Stop it. Make him commit. Make him go get you something. And ain't nothing wrong with a starter ring. And if he don't have the money, make him go get you the finest sterling silver or white gold that he can find. Respectfully speaking, it ain't all about the diamond.
It's not.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? No, you could go to Tiffany's and get the finest sterling silver ever.
Look, you can skip the whole engagement and just go and marry her and get her to ban. Yeah. Like, if it's like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can just skip that whole thing.
And you don't have to do a dynasty wedding like Yama's planning. Going to Peru.
You know what? And this is
Israel,
crazy.
Then Dubai.
When I saw it broke, when I saw it break on social media.
It did.
When I saw it,
that
I was like, where is this wedding going to be? Right, like that's the first thing I thought. Like, cause you know we've been in the same circles over the last year or so, and I did my whole wedding. I gave my wife a budget, and she was like, and I was like, no, I'm going to supervise the whole budget.
His wife passed away from cancer a couple weeks ago. Sorry. Last week,
2 weeks ago now.
2 weeks ago,
but you know, like I supervised that. But when I saw that, I was like,
he's very strong.
Trying to stay
big. This I know it's going to be big, right? Like, right? Yeah.
No.
No.
No, that's
it's
a waste.
It's going to be a destination wedding.
Talking to Mike. Nice.
But I want it to there be something small and intimate.
Okay.
Immediate family. Okay. However, I have a big family.
Yeah.
So
you don't
my
want the whole north.
Immediate family is at least 80, 85 people. Between
so that's
mine,
huge. So they can't go to Hawaii. Maybe they can go to Jamaica.
We can go anywhere we want to go.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, because mama got that bread.
We
mama
like that 350. We did like 350 at ours.
Mama Duke's got that chicken.
I went to a wedding last year, and she had 500 guests. 500. They dropped a bag on that wedding. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Let me just say, I don't think all that's worth it.
It depends, though. It depends.
I think it is.
And it ain't about if you got it. No, I would rather do like Yama doing. I would rather take my whole wedding party, and we going somewhere and have fun.
Destination wedding is still not cheap.
That's
for all y'all that's
clean,
and I'm already around 30,000, and that's just with 80 people for destination. So.
Yeah. See, that's when you get money, though.
So it sounds like this destination is like the Seychelles or something. You know what I mean?
We're making this a reality TV show. This is going to be the next Uppity Awards. All right, let's get it right into
DVD's
this Uppity Awards.
Uncut DVD recording it.
Right, absolutely. Let's get into the Uppity Awards real quick. October 19th, we at the Commodore Barry. We got tables, table seat 8 or 7. Right now, they're only 150, but we only got a few left. So I suggest you hit me up, Fran Daddy SP, or Top Model Yama, or go to www.uptownstandard.com or Eventbrite and purchase your ticket. We do have tickets available, but for the top elite, you know, you want to sit at a table.
Yeah,
that way
table.
All your people can sit at a table and enjoy. Now, me
space,
and Yama
you know?
Got two tables. We got two tables, so our family and friends can sit with us, or you could purchase your own. But our family and friends ain't cheap, so they probably going to want their own table, you know, respectfully speaking. You know what I'm saying?
I think by next week we're going to be out of them. I mean, the way we move.
No, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
And that's a good. I mean, that's good. But, you know, we're still going to have regular seats.
Yeah.
We're still going to have some general admission seats left for people who want to be, you know, who can get in there last minute.
Right.
We will have that available because last year we couldn't
fit. What about
nobody.
Vending? Because I forgot to ask you about vending. Do we still have vending opportunities
we
available?
We do have some vending opportunities available, but you know how we do the media fallout room, right?
Right.
So we already have WHYY confirmed. We have a lot of media outlets already confirmed covering it, so that media room is already going to be packed. But we do have some vendor opportunities available.
So hit us up. UptownStandard.com or either Uptown Standard Instagram or Top Model Yama or Obama EA. You can hit us all up. Fran Daddy SP. And if you want to talk to Yama real quick, 888-329-3306.
And you can go on Respectfully hotline. Speaking on Instagram and
look at the information. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. The hotline again, 888-329-3306. It's kind of cloudy outside. I'm going to give you a little weather report as I look out the window. We got a very nice view. I don't think I'm going to Saks Fifth Avenue after I leave today. I did a couple weeks ago. Got me some Dior sneaks.
Oh, they you don't want to go today because I'm here?
No, because then I'm going to have to treat. But Yama treating me.
You got to get wedding gifts.
Yeah. Her and her fiance, Rich.
Gifts, yeah. You got an engagement gift.
Thank you.
Know I'm still putting in the house? I done spun 34 already, and I'm still putting in. I ain't even got my baseboards yet.
Oh, wow.
I got to get the 6-inch ones. Like, I'm trying to just, you know, do things nice for myself because this is my second time. Thank God I was able to rebound, and I'm going to make it to the best of my ability.
And take your time. And
yeah, I am. I already had to do that. When I looked at my account and John said, skirt! I ain't had to say take my time. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
Respectfully speaking,
that's
keep
how I felt when I looked at my cricket club bill the other day.
Yo, you be balling, but you know, you do. You did well. We're doing our fashion show at the cricket club. Germantown Cricket Club, one of the most. This is going to be by far our top. We're going to call this the top model Yama of Philly Storm of Fashion show. No, we're going to call it a Yama Ring show.
Oh, my God.
But you know the best thing about us going there, and we're going to be doing a lot more there, is everybody else can't go there. It's not exclusive. Like you can just call and book it. You know what I mean?
What was that? Was that the Fonzarelli? That happy days when they was going to the, they had to go to the lodge or whatever and everybody couldn't get in?
Yeah.
Was that happy
that
days?
That was happy days, yeah. It was the Elk Lodge, John.
Matter of fact, the Elk Lodge.
Yeah,
there
Mr.
you
Cunningham.
Go. Mr. Cunningham. Yep. This is exclusive. First of all, and when we sit you down to eat while you watch our fashion show, you're going to be watching tennis. Professionals play tennis. Watch them playing golf on the most beautiful, beautiful grass that you could have ever seen in your entire life.
How are they going to watch all that in the show at the same time?
Watch when you see it.
And you see, and you know what?
It's a distraction.
We were named.
It is a distraction.
USA Tennis just named us top tennis club in the country.
Well, what I meant, I don't think people will be playing
the grass
tennis
courts,
but they'll be to see the grass.
Scenery.
The scenery.
You know, we got the actual cricket game starting up now. So we got to get back up there soon.
Right.
And work this out and get everything straight.
And where is this located?
Germantown.
Up to all
right on Manheim.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. It's
you wouldn't know it if you rode by it. You would not know.
Right. The wall is the size of a prison. But when you go inside the gates, the gated community, then you'll see, if I can guess, about 20 acres of things to do. Their sit-down dinner part, oh my goodness, classy, super classy. And it's going to be a suited and booted event.
You didn't see the bowling alley yet, neither.
Because he kept trying to take me to the pool.
He was trying
come
to get
on,
out.
Come see the bowling alley. I was hyped when I went up and seen. When I seen the part where we could do the fashion show, I was done. I was no more.
Yeah, you didn't want much of the tour after
and
that.
And then when I seen Tiger Woods and all them walking through, hypothetically.
The all-white dress code.
It was just like, wow. And they have a policy that when you sit down and have dinner, whenever you bring your guests, you can't be on your phone.
No phones in the clubhouse.
And I like that. You know why? Because it's symbolic. It brings back socialization. Yeah. Socialization.
You got it.
Socialization.
Don't say socialism.
Thank you.
I mean, I know you've been saying a lot about Kamala, but you're going there.
Yeah, because, no, but we need that, and we lack that in a lot of our family backgrounds. The first thing that we do when we go to dinner and we sit at dinner, no matter if we at Applebee's or we pull that phone out. We at that table, and I hate it. Now that I date a lady that's all she do is play the game. And I hate it. And that's why we broke up. Because she played the game all the time. That ain't sad, y'all?
No, I was getting ready to say something, and I paused on myself.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Because I ain't going for it no more.
It was like one of those moments, and I'm like,
I just use it. I use yeah. this. I use this scenario yeah. just to act like. I just use the. I use this.
I'll be going down the rabbit hole sometimes.
Now, sometimes you got to make up a story for them to believe, because people need time, like not just tangible items. Like people don't want to just say, "Can I have $20?" They'd be like, "For what?" But if you say, "Hey, I got a bag of marijuana. I got the new Gilly weed out. I got the Perp 30. I got the, you know, the Gilly Wonka and the Mule Kick." Then they'll give you $20.
And that's in the store, right?
That's in all the
It's all the restores.
All the restores. So make sure you get it. This is the first day that it launched. I ain't gonna lie, I went to the one in Yaden. I couldn't believe. You know, he showed on his page how many people was at the one in the airport on Delaware Avenue. Mm-hmm. The one in Yaden was ridiculous.
There's people in Jenkintown, too.
But the drive-thru, isn't one in Jenkintown, too?
Yeah, no, it was
but
a little packed.
But the drive-thru was, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, they in there. No, I could believe it. Because if you're a stoner, and see, I'm a patient.
That's not a good PC.
I don't brag
right
about it. Stoner. I don't brag about it because I don't condone it. But being a patient that went through anxiety issues, and I can comfortably say that, because if you suffer from anxiety issues, it's okay to cope with something. I just don't believe in doing drugs. Because like Kodak Black said, and a lot of people got mad at him for it, and I think it could have been a different time that he said it, or a different crowd, but he said it to his kid's football team. Mm-hmm. And when he was talking to them about don't do drugs, and he said, don't do drugs because they're good, and you will get addicted. That's what he said.
That makes sense.
But it makes all the sense
in the world.
And sometimes you can't you can't play around with giving it to these youth. These youth are smart. I have conversations with a 5-year-old, like an adult. And I can't believe sometimes the words that come out of her mouth. One of my favorite little kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how everybody got children and you have your favorites?
Yeah.
Because and Top Model Yama's daughter's, niece, like they're so intelligent. They're different than when we were 5-year-olds. We were dummies.
But speaking of 5-year-olds, because I know, so I've been to one of your shows mm-hmm. with you both hosting at the Commodore Barry, right? Mm-hmm. So this is so unique. We're going back there, and Yama, you received our Impact Award last year for the work that you've been doing with kids. You know, so.
You see how her little language y'all. I did. That ring I had to. I did. You see how she did the ring? I did.
Can we, tell people what they're going to expect this year at the awards on the sofa end? I think people know what they're going to expect at the Uppity Awards, right? For the regular Uppity Awards. And then last year, Urban Expressions came in and was mm-hmm. like, okay, now they know what to expect with that. And
let
now
me,
we add another layer.
Let me brag for us about that. Yama's yeah. more laid back.
But I want to hear her talk a little bit.
I'm very laid back.
But I want to hear her say it.
Go ahead, yeah. Yama. Tell them how we do it at awards and why we do what we do.
So we do these fashion shows to help inspire the younger models and give them more, what I want to say, inspiration.
Yep.
And hope that, you know, their dreams can come true.
Because it's political.
And very it's political. All about, in this industry, I feel like it's all about who you know. So I've been modeling since I was 16. And, you know, came across a lot of opportunity. I started with Icons Modeling Agency with Cindy Lane. And
Cindy.
She kind of was my mentor. Like, she seen it in me. I didn't see it. But she seen something in me, and she pushed me. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's also my give back now to my community is, you know, helping them, showing them the way, and understand that you with Kira say, you don't have to be
tall
to
walk
tall.
Period.
Yes, I love her saying.
And I stole it. No, because that's the truth. Because, you know, in modeling, you have to be a certain demographic to be in it, honestly.
Yes.
And now they used to frown upon plus size models. Now, plus size models killing it.
It's killing the runway. Yeah. Okay?
Killing it. And we were one of the first ones.
I did just do a show.
Yeah.
Right?
I did. One of our last year.
Yeah. Go ahead, break it down. Melinda Stiles collection.
We gave her an award last year.
We did. Every time she has a show or she putting on a show, she always reaches out to me.
Love Yama.
Yeah. I'm retired now, y'all, so I don't really be doing the runway like that. So when I was on a runway last weekend, I loved it. I loved every bit of it. But I also walked for Missy Elliott, Zach Posen. I walked in BET, Ripped the Runway. Mm-hmm. All of New York Fashion Week, DC Fashion Week. But so,
not this new stuff they talk about. Yeah, no, not this.
So, reason why I asked that is because when we gave you the Impact Award last year, mm-hmm. people was like, well, what did she do to get the Impact Award? But mm-hmm. people don't look at the mentoring that takes place in there. It's just like coaching, mm-hmm. right? Right. And the mentor and the development. And some of these girls, you might be one of the best positive role models they have in their life, mm-hmm. right? And this year, you know, the award's going to Teresa Lundy, right? And and I just wanted to show people and let people know what you have done because you were the first person to win that award.
I wish I'd have known that.
Right?
First of all, Yama put out a film about domestic violence against women. And she didn't. Wait a minute. It take a lot of heart to put your personal business on a big screen so other women that are afraid to speak up about domestic violence.
And didn't you debut that in King of Prussia?
Yes.
Like, how many people
went,
debut,
wait a minute,
I feel
James,
like that?
It went next King of Prussia. It went number one on Tubi.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm talking about over every film that's on Tubi, it went number one. So when people say that, check out her films. Body to Kill 4 Part 1, 2, specifically because it really shows you the trauma as a beautiful young lady growing up and as a model and as a mother, how whatever happened to her at gunpoint were her children, were her son in the upstairs sleep. So check out that movie for those that haven't had an opportunity. And it's a reason why that movie went number one mm-hmm. on one of the largest digital distributors on the market, Tubi. Period. You say period for me.
Period. But yes, I love working with the youth. It's a passion of mine. And again, like I said, it's my give back. And before I was saying, like, it's all about who you know. So I give people opportunities to be able to showcase what they have and giving them a platform like Tubi. So not only small people, it's worldwide. So I have people inboxing me from Jamaica and different countries saying, oh my gosh, I saw your movie. It inspired me. It touched me. It's making me want to do my own story. I love working with the kids.
It's like, no. So tell them that, partner James. Tell them that. What did she do to...
No, she just told them. I just wanted to let people know
that's right.
what was the criteria that we used in selecting, because some of these awards, especially the Uptown Standard Awards, are selected mm-hmm. because correct. It's about the body of work you do, not how popular you are.
So you got, well, you're boss, known you got 3 minutes. You got 2 minutes. Break down what we're doing and we close it.
So I just wanted to let that know how that award was established and what is that criteria like for that? Because the young lady who's getting it this year is also a very powerful young lady.
Say her name again.
Teresa Lundy. And she's the one that booked the sheriff for us to come on here.
You
want to
break down some of the other categories real quick?
Changemakers. We got 11 people getting the Changemakers Award. Mm-hmm. EA here is going in the Hall of Fame. Well deserved.
Y'all know I'm a Hall of Famer. Right?
The sheriff is going in the Hall of Fame as well. I mean, Tracy Hilton's going to the Hall of Fame.
Tracy.
Well-known hairdresser.
Who else?
From our parts. Man, I mean, we got...
I'm going to announce one of our winners as
Mike Greenridge.
Best male. Mike Greenridge had put everybody on Fox. Fox 29. Shout out to my guy. Shout out Bill. Two Bills and Mike. And shout out Mike Jarrett. My guy. My favorite white boy.
I love him.
That's my favorite white guy, respectfully, besides our producer. But anyway, I'm going to announce 2 minutes. I'm going to announce our favorite Storm of Fashion, favorite, one of the best designers.
Hold on.
And I hate to say male. Deshar.
I love him.
He is amazing and have been putting on for at least 15 years that I know of, maybe longer. So I will say his name, and the rest, wait for the flyer to come out. Should I say a model? Should we say a model?
Man, give it all to him. Drop it.
We got 2 minutes.
See, but I got to listen to Carl, and we got 2 minutes. Maybe maybe we'll do it next week. We got time.
We got 1 minute.
How about if we bring them up?
Let's do it.
We're gonna bring half of the winners up next week. Thank y'all for tuning in. Respectfully Speaking Radio, every Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. WWDB AM Talk 860. Make sure y'all lock in. You know why? Because we got Top Model Yama that's going to join us on Fridays. Yeah, and it's just like that, like Wallo say. James, you want to close out? Go ahead. You can play our little music.
Yeah, yes.
Because James needs a little bit of rhythm sometimes. Come on.
Right, nah,
even
definitely.
Though he a coach.
I got a big meet tomorrow. A Great Adventure Cross Country meet. We ranked number 2 and it's number 1 in the city right now cross country. So I'm kind of stoked about that. Thanks for tuning in to Respectfully Speaking Radio. Make sure you go on UptownTheStandard.com to watch the previews and listen to the previous episodes, 5 to 6 every Friday. Again, get your tickets. We're going to sell out. We're not letting you in at the door if you don't have a ticket. I'm just letting you know we're going to sell out. So get them now. Last year, we had to bring tables in for people.
Yeah,
thanks for tuning
that.
In. Thanks for
Thank
tuning in.
Thank y'all for tuning in. See y'all next week.